This is the Intellectual Property News Podcast with Richard Gerhardt.
Here's a story that sounds a little bit like a sci-fi movie, except it's real. A former Harvard scientist named Charles Lieber, who was convicted in the U.S. for lying about his financial relationship with China, has now reportedly rebuilt his brain-computer interface research lab in China. And yes, brain-computer interface sounds like something invented 5 minutes before things go terribly wrong in a science fiction movie. Now, to be fair, the technology itself is actually amazing. Brain-computer interfaces could someday help paralyzed patients move again, could help people communicate after severe injuries, and potentially treat neurological diseases. So there's a real humanitarian side to this research. But from an intellectual property standpoint, this story is fascinating because it shows that sometimes the most valuable IP isn't sitting inside a patent office. It's sitting inside someone's brain. And apparently, China understands that very well. According to Reuters, Lieber now has access to advanced labs and research facilities in Shenzhen that may actually exceed what he had available at Harvard. That's a big deal, because countries are no longer just competing for patents. They're competing for scientists, engineers, and talent. Recent brain-computer interface trials from companies like Neuralink in China have reportedly enabled participants to move computer cursors and robotic devices using only their thoughts, and even convert brain signals into spoken language at surprisingly fast speeds, meaning early forms of human-machine integration are already becoming a reality. We're seeing this happen everywhere now. The brain drain applies to AI, biotech, semiconductors, quantum computing. It's like the Olympics for nerds, only instead of gold medals, countries are trying to win Nobel Prize winners and PhDs. And here's the interesting IP lesson for entrepreneurs. A patent alone is not enough anymore. You can patent an invention, but protecting the know-how behind it, the trade secrets, the expertise, the people, that's becoming just as important. Because once critical knowledge walks out the door, gets on a plane, and lands in another country, good luck at stuffing that genie back into the bottle. And honestly, this is why companies are investing so heavily in confidentiality agreements, cybersecurity, employee training, and trade secret protection. In today's economy, your biggest asset may not be your building or your equipment. It may be what your team knows. Now, personally, I'm still trying to figure out whether brain-computer interfaces will help humanity cure disease or just make it easier for advertisers to know when I'm thinking about pizza. Either way, the global IP race is definitely getting more intense. And this has been Richard Gerhardt for Intellectual Property News. And if you have an idea or an invention you want to protect, the team at Gerhardt Law helps entrepreneurs turn ideas into protected assets. You can visit learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation and practical guides to get you started.